Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 65. So we are continuing on with me, Solveig, interviewing some wonderful special guests while Marsha is off on vacation. And so today I am so delighted for this conversation with Carla Mejia. And let me tell you a little bit about Carla. So Carla is a multi-passionate entrepreneur helping women feel their best inside and out. Whether it's through her spa business or her coaching work, she is helping women let go of all of the chaos so they can take a deep breath and ground into the present moment. As someone who's been on a journey of recovering from burnout and people-pleasing, she has cultivated this practice called the sacred pause. Today we're going to discuss how we can use her method, the sacred pause, within your life and your relationships so you can move through the world feeling more supported, satisfied, and grounded. So I am excited for this conversation. We're going to start with a little check-in as we do with Carla, and then we'll get into a discussion about this concept of the sacred pause, which I find so valuable and I trust you will too. So enjoy the episode. Okay, well, let's start with a check-in today. I love having special guest check-ins. So Carla, I'm so happy you're here with us today. And as I shared with you, Marsha and I normally check in by asking about something we're loving this week. And so I was wondering, what are you loving this week?
Right now, I'm currently loving this manifestation teacher. Her name is Abraham Hicks. And I love listening to her because it just takes you out of that like overthinking headspace and really into like into your body, which I love. And just learning the practice of when you feel conflicted about making a decision or about life, instead of trying to like make your pros and cons list and trying to like think your way through it and make the logical answer, sometimes you just have to tune in, like center into your body and feel into it instead of think into it. And I just love the way she talks about it and how easy it is to understand her.
Ooh, do you have a link or a resource for that? Like, is it something that I could share with our audience, what you were listening to, or was it just like a random book you were listening to or something?
So she has a book, and she has several books, and I was just listening to her on YouTube, so I can definitely send you that link.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, I feel like I was just listening to a podcast yesterday where they were just reminding me again, and I think this is something that you and I both know, but for whatever reason, I need the reminders that we can be so focused on our intellect. The podcast I was listening to, I'll see if I can find the link for it too, was talking about like left brain and right brain experiences and like how we use our brain in different ways. And that there has been such an emphasis on the left brain, which is like analytical thinking and critical thinking and all of these things, but that we have as a humanity overlooked the right brain and these other part, which I cannot explain to anyone who's listening. You can look it up too. but that we are over analytical, I guess it was what I was listening. And I can certainly relate to that. I think like, you know, certainly like my work at the university, it's like, use your head, right? And there's so many other, use your mind, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. And there's so many other like embodied experiences of wisdom that we can have. And I think that sounds like what this was activating for you, is like, not only make a pros and cons list. Sure, you can do that. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing those things, but like also bring in your intuition, bring in your body. Like, what are the other ways of knowing that we sometimes underestimate? Is that what you were thinking about?
Yes, 100%. That at the end of the day, deep down, you know the right answer. You know what direction to take or what next step to take. And sometimes we just might be afraid of that answer, or we feel like there's limiting beliefs or something that stops us, and we have to like logically justify it and make sense of it. And I think for me, I know that That happens to me when I feel like somebody I know that's close to me might question me on my decision, and then I'll have to explain it to them. And telling them I just feel like this is right for me is harder for somebody to take and just like leave it at that versus like, well, I made my pros and cons list, and this is what I think about this, and this is what I think about that. And just knowing that sometimes your intuition is enough, and sometimes it doesn't need to make sense. It just needs to make sense for you.
Yeah, I think Western culture really values the pros and cons list. Yeah, cool. That's awesome. I love that I love when we find those things that, when those things find us that we just need to hear for the day to remind us of something about ourselves, even like something about ourselves that we need to remember.
Yes, me
Yeah.
too.
That's awesome. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm loving too, which is totally different from this. So, this week, listeners know that I've been getting my house ready to Airbnb. And first of all, I'm proud of myself for all of the ways I'm like becoming handier in my life, like doing things that I never did before when it comes to house projects. Home ownership has been very interesting for me in that way. But also, I am also loving the people who can support us. And I have had a few different people. I don't know if we're now calling everybody handy people, but in this case, both of these people were handy men. So I've had two handy men to my house in the past while who've been incredibly helpful. And I had a person here today who helped me take down this old that I so when I moved into this house, there was this old fence that I kind of like old quirky things. So I was like, oh, yeah, it looks old and it's like being held up by like rocks and like for some reason, I mean, I thought to myself, like, I'm gonna fix that someday, but I hadn't gotten to it, and now I've lived here 2 years. And as I'm getting ready to Airbnb my house, I'm like, ooh, like that fence actually maybe is not as cute to everybody else as it is to me. So, anyways. This guy came and helped me. At first, I was thinking, like, maybe I can refurbish it. Is that the word? Like, make it better, whatever that word is. And he helped me sort of do an analysis of it, blah, 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 and suggested that it's probably best to just take it down. And so this morning, he's been taking it down, which is so nice, first of all, to just have somebody help me with that, because could I have done it? Probably, but like, it looked hard. He
It's
looked
a
like he was working
big
hard.
It's a big structural thing that's like anchored in by other things.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure tools are required. Which tools?
Who
We don't
knows?
know.
I don't know. He
Yeah,
knows,
no.
but he knows.
I love that.
Yeah. So he took down the fence, like, as I looked outside earlier, it's down. And it does, it's kind of weird just because I'm used to seeing a fence there, but I think I'm gonna like it. Like, maybe eventually I'll put up another fence, like a better fence. But for now, it looks a lot nicer. So I'm just celebrating all of the different gifts that people have, and like so grateful that he could just come in and do that in an hour, however long it took him, and probably would have taken me all day and been like worse, not good. So, anyways, yay. Thank you, handy people of the world.
Oh, I love it.
I am just so glad you're here with me. Carla is my dear friend, and we have all kinds of interesting conversations. And I'm so thankful for those conversations. And so, when I was thinking about someone I wanted to talk to for our special guest episodes, I was like, oh my goodness, I would love to talk with Carla. So, I'm so glad you're here, Carla. One of the things that I know that you've been thinking about a lot in your work lately is this concept of a sacred pause. And you and I have had some really good conversations about this idea, and I'm so excited for you to share more about this idea and how it can support us in our love, in our communication, in our relationships. So maybe we can start off with just talking about what is a sacred pause for anyone that's like, what are they talking about?
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love talking about this stuff with you. So I'm so happy to be here today. So a sacred pause for me is taking a moment out of your time, out of your day, like 2 minutes, and just really taking a moment, put your hand on your heart, take a nice deep breath, and just center and ground into yourself and do a check-in and ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And what do I need? As women or as mothers, as people who are running businesses or working in the workforce or going to school, we deal with so many stresses in life. There are so many things that are overwhelming and overstimulating. And there is this culture of like hustle culture of like get things done, go, go, go. And so many times throughout the day, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, it's 4 o'clock and I haven't even peed yet or drank a glass of water. And you're running on empty. And so that sacred pause is really just for you to reconnect in with yourself, check in, see how you're doing, ask yourself what you need, and then give yourself that opportunity to go and get it or go and give yourself that thing. And sometimes it's just as it's so simple. It could be like go to the bathroom. You have not gone to the bathroom today, or you didn't eat lunch yet, and it's just taking that time to nourish yourself, and really just ground into yourself and feel connected instead of connecting to the phone or connecting to email or connecting to all the other things. That's what the sacred pause is for me.
So good. And I know you mentioned it was for as women, but also I feel like anyone listening in our audience, regardless of gender identity, could feel this. Could feel this. I know you work with women a lot, but like anyone can do a sacred pause. Like this idea is for all of us in the ability to do it. So you mentioned that it was 2 minutes. Is there something like particular about that? Or is that like do you like set a timer when you do it for yourself? Or is it more like recognizing that it's a pause and not like a 20-minute thing that you have to do.
Yes. So I say 2 minutes because I want it to be as easy as possible for people to do it and not feel overwhelmed of like, oh my God, I have to do this big thing. Like it's not like a whole, event. It's just a pause. And what I do is I have two or three reminders in my calendar every day that go off around the same time because I know that that time is going to be when I start to like get edgy, which is 10 a.m. So I've already been up, started working, or like have somehow started my day. And that's just like, okay, before we get any further, where am I at and what do I need? And like, let's make sure like the rest of the day is going, is like I'm setting myself up to go well. Or if there's any kinks, I can just like address them super quick. And push, it's kind of like pushing a restart on your day of like, okay, cool. And then around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's another one. So like after lunch, after like half the day is done. And then in the afternoon, I have one. I think it's 5 o'clock or six before like I transition to evening time so that I can kind of close off the day and transition into the evening.
I love knowing what times I'm writing. I'm writing everything down, everyone, to just to have this for myself because I know that I think I try to do this, but I don't know if it's as like fully intentional. Is there a reason that you call it a sacred pause?
I call it a sacred pause because I'm connecting in with myself, with my heart space when I'm breathing into my heart. And for me, when you connect into your heart space, that's where like you're connecting into your soul, you're connecting into your truth. And for me, that's like sacred, just sacred time for myself.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So you have a reminder. You set a reminder for yourself, it sounds like, to remember. And so just to say this one more time for anyone who's like, okay, but like, how do I do this, Carla? The idea is that you did I get this right? That you like pause entirely from whatever you like. If you're like, I'm writing emails at 10 a.m., you're like, okay, sacred pause time. Then what do you do?
Pause everything, sit, close your eyes, Put your hand on your heart. Take a nice deep breath. And just find your natural rhythm of a deep breath in and out, bringing all your attention into your body and just noticing how you feel. If there's any tension anywhere, if there's any pain anywhere, just noticing how you feel, or maybe you're feeling sad about something, and just allowing yourself to acknowledge your feelings and where you're at. And maybe it's a shitty time in your life, or maybe it's not, or, just a rough start to the day. And just allowing yourself to be there so that you can feel it fully and let it go. And then asking yourself, what do I need in this moment? What is going to feel nourishing? And whatever comes into, whatever pops in your head without judgment, just taking that answer for what it is and then giving yourself that.
I love that. I just sort of did it with you as you were talking right now. And I was like, ooh, okay. My back's a little sore. Like when you were talking about how do I feel? I was like, okay, physically, like my back's a little sore. I have this weird muscle spasm in my arm right now. I was like, okay. Noted. Noted. Like these are how, this is how I'm feeling in my body. And then I was like, I'm also like, and I've shared this with the audience, like feeling sad about Luna, like missing Luna, and like that kind of grief space is showing up. And then also it's like mixed in this way with like excitement, because there's like really neat things coming up. And like, it's like both. I'm like, I'm really sad and I'm excited. Those are weird feelings to have together. Like, but
I
they're the
know.
feelings, right? And like, what do I need right now? Well, actually, I just need to talk with Carla more because I love talking with Carla. So that was what came through when I was just listening to you right now. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I like also that it's that quick. Like it can be like, I mean, I know it doesn't even sound like it needs to be 2 minutes. I mean, it could be like three deep breaths, it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
If you're feeling like there's a lot going on this day.
Yeah, I say 2 minutes because sometimes you need to go pee. Like sometimes the action that you're like, it's like, okay, what do I need? I need to go pee. Okay, that gives you like enough time to go and do the thing, or like
Oh, to do
eat up
it.
the food, or like whatever it is, like to stretch to, because your back is achy, or whatever. Get a new
Yes.
seat. Whatever it is, it gives you that like 2 minutes, so it doesn't feel like, okay, now I have to like go and chop vegetables and cook a whole meal, or like do a whole thing. It's not meant to be like a whole new redirection of your day. It's just meant to be like, okay, what's like one thing that I can do for myself that's going to be super small and super easy for me to do it? And maybe that's, sending a text message. If we weren't having this conversation, it could be as simple as like, hey, let's chat later. Instead.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you said that too, right? Because it's like, ooh, maybe I just need some water right now. Like, what is the thing that my body needs? What is the thing that my heart needs right now? And the 2 minutes is not just like feeling into that. It's also like, and then go do it as well. I'm really glad to like hear that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
okay.
It's good. Sometimes it might be like, you need to go for a walk, and that might be like a longer thing, but usually it's, I'm looking for small little adjustments that are going to improve your day and just improve the quality of your life in that moment.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Yeah. And then, like you said, it's something that you can do. You know, if you have a more flexible day, maybe you're like, oh, I could go for a walk. And that is what I need right now. And I can do it because I have the time. But for someone who's like running from thing to thing to thing and has so much going on, which we all have some days, it feels like some days are like, and some people that feels like their whole life right now, right? It's like, you can still go get a drink of water, or you can still, like, you can totally fit this in. You can also, it seems like there's a potential calming that happens in that as well when you tune into how you're feeling. And like, for me, the hand on the heart feels very soothing.
Yeah. And especially when you're overthinking and you're like trying to push through activities or like work, and you're trying to write the email and you're like, this is not working. Like everything I'm writing, I'm deleting and starting over, where it's like, oh, I can pause and hit the reset button and just like clear my head and come back to it with like fresh eyes and fresh energy and give it a go instead of digging yourself a deeper hole of like, I need to get this done and pushing harder and harder.
Yeah, there's a lot of messaging. I know earlier we were talking about like thinking and intuition, but there's also a lot of messaging in our society about productivity and pushing harder and going harder, essentially. Like there's a lot of messaging around the not pause, not pausing and continuing on. And there's a lot of value that's placed in that in our society. So I feel like this is also just an invitation to yourself to not just go harder all the time. Maybe that's what the sacred pause is. Maybe in the sacred pause, you're like, oh, I need to finish this project, right? Like, I think sometimes that's what comes through in something like this is like, no, I need to like double down my efforts right now. Like, this needs to get done, right? That like sort of loving, like, I need to do this.
Refocusing, yeah.
Yeah. Or like, I need to go have a hard workout at the gym, right? Like, I'm not saying I don't, and I think if I'm getting this right, it's not like this is just about being soft in all moments, but it is about like, what is it that I need right now? Maybe having that drink of water will, like you said, help me to write the email. Maybe taking this pause
Yeah.
will help me to focus my thoughts so that I can do this even more efficiently if that's important in the moment.
Yeah, it's like an intentional redirection for your focus and like, okay, what am I doing and how am I going to do it, or like what is my next step? And yeah, sometimes it is get the thing done, but you're coming from, instead of like a frantic place or a fearful place or a place of pressure, it's coming from a place of centeredness and groundedness, and your mind just works better. Like, studies have shown that when you're working from stress, you're not as creative, you can't solve problems as well. And so when you, it's self-soothing, like you said, when you put your hand on your heart and you just take those deep breaths, you're able to think more clearly. And so you can come at things differently from a different
Yeah,
energy.
it's been years now, but there was, I think it was a book by Brendan Burchard. I think you've come across
Yes,
him too.
yes, yes.
And he, in the book that I was reading, it was called High Performance Habits. I think I said listened because I think I listened to it on audiobook. I'm like, I read listened to this thing. But in any case, he talked about in High Performance Habits, this idea of transitioning between things that we're doing and the way to be most, so which sounds similar to me to a sacred pause that in his practice, it was take a moment, take a breath, take a couple breaths, internally say in your mind, release, to like release whatever it is that your mind's been working on. And then
Love that.
take a few other breaths and set an intention for the next thing you're going to practice, whatever that is, right? So it's like, if you're moving in your day, like we all often do, from like, I'm answering emails to now, like maybe you're going to go pick up your kid from school or something, or you're going to go do this next thing. It's like release the thing and direct your mind to do that, and then set an intention for this next period of time. So, like, that was something that he was talking about. Is I think there was research to support it as well. I don't remember. I just remember the practice because when
Yeah.
I am mindful enough, I try to do that. I mean, for him, he was suggesting like do this multiple times a day. When
Yes.
you're moving from activity to activity, it sounds like a similar kind of concept.
Yeah. Yes. I really love that.
Yeah, it was very
Myself.
helpful. And I love when I remember to do it. So with the sacred pause, what circumstances, in this podcast, we talk a lot about love. We talk a lot about communication in our relationships. When you're thinking about the sacred pause, I feel like what we've talked about so far is like in relationship with self, right? Like in your relationship with yourself, this is a way you can do this that can help you to be more grounded and take care of yourself. And I know because you and I have talked about this, that there's ways that we can think about this in our dating lives and our relationships as we're maintaining them, not even only romantic relationships, but we like to talk about those too, And also, if we're like choosing to end a relationship, that there's all times where this could be useful for us. So, For the folks in our audience who are single and dating, what ways do you see the sacred pauses being helpful for someone in that situation?
When you're dating, I feel like the sacred pause is great when you're actually on a date, just to not necessarily ask for what you need, but to take a moment to pause and just see how you feel when you're in the presence of this other person. Are you like anxious, or do you feel comfortable? Do you feel tense, nervous? Like, what is it? How do you feel when you're with them, when you're on the date? And maybe you can ask yourself, what do I need right now? Because so many times, I know I've received the question of like, what do you want to eat, or where do you want to go, or what, like, they don't know you. They're trying to get to know you. So they ask you questions. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what I like, because I never take the time to ask myself, and I have no idea. And so I find that the sacred pause, and asking for what you need, asking yourself for what you need, is very helpful to like strengthen that muscle, so that when somebody else asks you, you have more practice in like saying it and giving it to yourself, and so and receiving it. And so you're able to ask or to communicate that with someone else.
Oh, can I say something about that real quick?
Okay,
I was going to say, I love that. I'm thinking about like, I know a lot of our folks who are single and dating are often like using online apps or whatever to like communicate with people. And, you know, personally, having done that a lot in my past too, I feel like it's like, there are those moments where you're like, okay, like I have a chance to respond in one way or another, or maybe you're like coordinating, getting ready to meet someone. And there's all those nerves that like come up, I feel, at least for me, with like, okay, I'm going to like meet this new person. I don't know if I'm going to like them. Like, and if so, if they're saying like, where should we go? Where should we meet? Or like, even just like in getting ready to go on a date, like being able to take that sacred pause for yourself and be like, okay, like, what do I need? I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe that is when you need to go on a walk because you're feeling nerves before the day, like whatever the thing is, like, this is the thing that I need to like go into this in the best headspace.
Yeah. 100%. Even deciding if you're going to go on the date of like, okay, tuning in, how does this feel? Do I feel like, do I feel open to receive this person, to be, in relation with this person and be in their presence? I think like every part of the dating relating experience, if you ever feel any type of anxiety, or especially when you feel those feelings and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And I know for me, it's also so easy to get wrapped up in like, well, what do you want? Like, I'm okay with whatever you want. Of like, no, you need to do what's best for you. And again, flexing that muscle of like, what feels good for me, and centering and grounding into that.
I love that. I'm also thinking, because I can imagine some people listening are like, wait, Carla, are you saying I'm on the date? And I pause and I'm like, hang on, I need to put my hand on my heart. Like, that's not like, like, I mean, I am sure there's some people in our audience that are like totally cool with that. They'd be like, hang on, I need to take a sacred pause. Like, I know we're having coffee, but hang on. But like, for anybody who's like, yeah, Carla, I'm not going to do that when I'm like on the date. Like, when can they work in a sacred pause? Like, when can they do this if they're like on the date?
When you go to the bathroom, or when they go to the bathroom?
Love.
Usually my chance of like, okay, let me like ground into myself real quick when they go to the bathroom, or they step away for whatever reason, and just like breathe in, and you don't have to put your hand on your heart, especially if you've been practicing doing the sacred pause, it becomes a lot easier. But taking those deep breaths and just tuning into your body.
Love. Yeah. And like you said, kind of like in any, in a dating situation, sort of at any time, right? Like if you're thinking about like, as you continue on, maybe you meet someone who you're like, oh, I think I like this person, I'm going to get to know them a little bit. There can be times throughout that where we take sacred pauses for ourselves to be like, okay, do I want to go on a third date? Like, is this what I actually want? Do I want to actually make a commitment to this person? Do I want to be physically intimate with them? Like, I can see so many different moments where it's like allowing yourself to have that pause to really tune into what you want, especially if you're somebody that struggles with that, right? Some folks in our audience are probably like, yeah, I already do that really intuitively. But for anyone listening who's like, yeah, sometimes I get sort of I get in my people-pleasing tendencies, or I start to wonder like what the other person wants. I'm just raising my hand for this because I know that this, I can be very other-oriented, and it can be really easy for me to think about like, well, what does the other person need, and be tending to them so much that I'm not actually like tending to myself in, and in a dating situation, like it's important that you're actually really tuning into yourself, not just the other person and what they want or need, or whether they like you or whatever the things are that you're thinking about.
100%. That's actually how the sacred pause started for me, is I was like super people pleasing and ignoring my intuition or like my needs and desires. And I was working with this coach and she's like, okay, this is your new practice. And that's where it originally came from. Like, I want to say almost 10 years ago. And it's like, for 10 years, I've had these reminders in my calendar and they've just like, I guess, carried me through crazy lifetimes. Like sometimes I just feel like, oh, I don't need it, but I don't delete them because I know that one day I will be stressed and I will see the reminder and I'll be like, oh yeah, sacred pause. Got it.
Yeah. And I know this isn't totally what you're talking about, but I will also say that in my dating life, I've also like extended a sacred pause sometimes to be like a couple of days. Like, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're like, oh, do I want to continue this? Like, how am I feeling about this relationship? And I think you and I have talked about this before, where it's been like, I'm taking a sacred pause. And again, I don't want to confuse the audience, but I just want to say that like, sometimes for me, the sacred pause is like, I'm going to take 3 days and let's not talk with one another so I can really like feel into what I want here, what I need. Especially if I start to notice that I'm getting like really focused on what the other person needs. And I know that doesn't work for everybody in their dating relationships, but I feel like that has helped me a few times to be like, how do I really feel? What do I really want in this situation? Get really honest with myself about that. And I've used it that way too.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when it's a big life decision, you don't want to rush into it and you want to give yourself that time and space to really feel into it and anchor it in before making impulsive decisions or taking impulsive action on something that means a lot to you. So I definitely love doing the sacred pause. And that's definitely been something that I have had to bring into my business of like, okay, I'm going to take a pause on this right now because it feels overwhelming and I want to make a decision, but it's like, I just need to put it on ice for a second and really feel into it. Yeah.
Well, I feel like there's something, or at least for me, that works about calling it a sacred pause, that it's like, it's an intentional pause. It's an intentional pause for oneself, that that to me feels really important about it. It's not just I'm pausing for other reasons. It's like, this is intentional. So
yeah.
What about, you know, I mean, kind of in any relationship, I guess I'm going to keep using romantic relationships because I feel like there's a lot of folks in our audience that are interested in that. But I also think this applies to like friendships, coworkers, like other family, like other people as well, right? Like you can do a sacred pause with anyone. But if we're thinking about that sort of relational maintenance period with someone, so say you decide like, yes, I'm going to be with this person. I'm going to be in relationship with them, whether that is like just an exclusive commitment to someone, whether that's like long-term commitment and you're in a marriage, right? And you're in this long-term committed. It's interesting how when we get to that phase, there's a lot of similarities between any kind of relationship that we're in, right? Like, when do you see a sacred pause being useful in that sort of stage of relationship?
So I definitely see this being useful when there is conflict of some kind or disagreement, or when you feel triggered by something and you can't even pinpoint what is triggering to you. Taking a moment to take a sacred pause to tune into yourself and just see like, what is the emotion that I'm feeling right now? Because sometimes it's a lot of emotions, or they're conflicting emotions, like you said, like I'm sad and I'm also excited. Like, what are the things that are coming up for you when you're triggered or when you're in a fight or having a conflict? And asking yourself, I think it helps for you to process your emotions, because like I said, and you keep saying it's an intentional pause. And it helps to see like, what am I feeling and where is this coming from, instead of attacking the person of like, you made me feel this way, or I feel whatever because of this thing you did. It gives you a moment to just like acknowledge your feelings and breathe into them instead of being in a place of reacting from them, and asking yourself, like, what do I need? What am I really upset about? And what do I need to feel better? Like, what do I need to like resolve this conflict? What do I need? Just what do I need in this moment, or what do I desire? And getting really clear on that, and then meeting back with your partner and your person and coming from that centered, grounded place and being able to communicate your needs and desires from that place. That's where I see this really being helpful, at least for me, because I know, I think with like past substance abuse and stuff, feeling your feelings is not like an everyday thing. And then all of a sudden, when you feel everything and you just don't know what to do with all these feelings and you're just reacting, it gets super difficult. And that really helped me in my past relationships to be like, okay, I am overwhelmed. I need to like go to the other room for just a hot second. Let me breathe and I will come back to continue this conversation. But if I continue, I'm going to start yelling and I don't want to yell. I want to like figure this out with you, but I need a moment to myself. And that was so helpful for us, where he was like, okay, I will be here, just come back like soon.
I love that. I love that. I'm thinking too, last week's episode, we spoke with Lena Morgan, and she has developed these fight languages that are so interesting. So anyone who, if you haven't listened to that, I would definitely recommend going back and listening to that episode. But one of the things that she said that was so interesting, and I think fits well with what you're saying, is that we are often ultimately fighting with ourselves in these situations. Yeah. And I can see the sacred pause. And for anyone who's like, I don't understand what you mean, go back and listen to last week's episode, because we talked about it quite a bit. But that I feel like the sacred pause is that moment where we can be like, wow, like what am, if we're in a conflict situation, which I agree that to me, this is like the prime time to use this. Like, wow, why am I flooded in this moment, right? If you're experiencing like emotional flooding around something, like what, you know, the questions, how am I feeling? And then what do I need? It's like, if you can be mindful enough to notice this conflict isn't going well. We're starting to say things we don't want to say to one another, or even if it's before that, even if that's not the kind of dynamic you have with a person, even if you're just like, wow, I'm feeling really intense, or like for me, I'm like a total crier, right? So like there's some point where like I'm crying and I'm not actually like, if I'm stressed, like for me, if I get stressed, I start crying. And then it's like actually not super useful for me to try to continue a conversation. Like I'm not probably going to say something I regret, but I'm just not going to be super articulate with another person about what's actually happening. Cause I'm like, I don't know, I'm just crying a lot right now. Like it, if I can get through this, which usually, I don't know about, I see you nodding. So I think you might be able to, for me, usually like if I can give myself 5 minutes, I mean, sometimes I need longer than 5 minutes, but if I can give myself a little bit of time, I can calm down and come back to a centered place where I can be more articulate with another person, where I can be. And I think for other people, they get really like, they can get, well, actually Lena had such interesting, types last week that she was talking about. But we have all these different like ways that we show up when we get into conflict. Right. And so for anybody, like, even if you're not a crier, but you're like a yeller, or you do something else, whatever the thing is that you do when you get into a conflict, that I feel like if we're all honest with ourselves, we know like, ooh, this is where it's not helpful anymore. Like, I can be good in a conflict. Like maybe we're like, I can be like so good. And then there's a point where it's like, it's not, I'm like, I'm in my emotional childhood, like whatever. I mean, like I'm being an emotional child right now. Like I'm flooded, whatever the thing is. This is not like my grounded, centered self showing up to try to problem solve with somebody. This is me battling, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. 100%.
Like in those moments, if we can just be like, oh, hey, babe, or hey, sister, or whomever, like I'm just gonna go take some breaths for a minute and like excuse ourselves to like have a sacred pause.
Yeah, it's like a just a timeout for everybody to just take a moment. And yeah, and I'm just laughing because it's like yelling, the crying, like I can, if I don't see the conflict coming and it catches me by surprise, it's like, whew, that it's not gonna be good. But if I
Yes.
know, okay, we're gonna talk about this thing that we both don't agree on, and we're intentional about how we hold that conflict, like in a container of like, okay, we're entering into this conversation. We both don't agree, but it is our intention to figure this out together. Then I find that I'm more centered and grounded and open to listening and open to discussing versus like defending or like arguing or whatever my reaction, like my reactionary self just takes over, and then it's like, blows up in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a good distinction, right? Because it's true that, like, it's really cool when we can be like, we disagree and we're going to come together right now and try to sort this through. Like, that you can still feel nerves. You can still feel like an intensity around that. But I do think I agree with you that for me, it's when it catches me off guard that I'm like, oh, wow. Like, now I'm heightened. Now I'm having a heightened experience in my body. And like, I'm probably not. And for me also, I'm a person that takes a lot of time. So I find this in my relationships a lot, my close relationships where there's conflict, that it's like the sacred pause for me is just the beginning. And usually I have to be like, okay, let's talk about this now, but also could we come back tomorrow and talk about it? Because like once I've had another like like 24 hours, I'm probably gonna have a different perspective on this than I do right in this moment. So, the sacred pause might help. I like the sacred pause because I feel like it's the answer to what do you do when you get super flooded? What do you do when you get super heightened? Okay. You can take a sacred pause. And when you ask yourself, how am I feeling? What do I need? And if you're willing to communicate about that with someone who hopefully is like collaborative enough with you, loving enough with you to like respect what you need as well, then you can really say, like, actually, I need 24 hours. This was intense. I really need to process this. Or, hey, I'm willing to talk about this more right now. Are you like whatever it is that you need? Really beautiful. Okay. So, in conflict situations, we can use this to help us become more present, become more mindful, tune into what we need, which is really beautiful. Is there any other time that, like, you think this is really useful? I mean, I think that when I'm thinking about this, I'm like, yeah, but also, like, just when you're in a maintenance time in a relationship, like over years, then you're kind of tuning back into yourself in that daily sort of practice that you were talking about just like the everyday things. Like, what do I need right now? Especially if you have young children, like, I can imagine this being a time in a partnership or as a parent where you're like, okay, what do I need? I just give myself 2 minutes to do this, and then I can go back to caregiving, and then I can go back to putting the kids to bed or whatever the thing is that I need to do, like in my day.
100%.
So there might be some people in our audience too who are thinking about ending relationships. And I know you and I have talked a lot over the years about the endings of relationships, whether, it's a breakup, a divorce, whatever the ending, a friend breakup. Like, when do you think the sacred pause is useful in ending a relationship, or under what circumstances?
So I definitely recommend using it when you're trying to come to that decision of what should I do here? And even after that decision is clear for you, getting clear on what it is that you need and setting your intentions for how you want this transition to go, like how do you want it to flow? And it helps to communicate that. Like I can't tell you enough. I had a big breakup a few years ago, and just being super intentional and clear about what I wanted and what I needed, and communicating that with him, it was like the most drama-free, gentlest breakup that I could have asked for. And it was like, okay, when you put in that intention and communicate it, and they know that you're coming from a place of love, I think it just makes it easier because they know that you're not trying to like, make their life difficult or be a dick or, just get revenge or whatever it is. I think they can feel your heart and they just know that it comes from a place of like love.
So you have found that for in your experience, it helps for you to have that intentionality in the sort of the energy that you go into conversations about ending a relationship with, the way that you treat the other person in that ending, like all of that, the pause, that sacred pause can help you to really like tune into your values, it sounds like, in those moments, and how you want to treat and how someone else wants to be treated.
Yeah, 100%. Because I think like it's a two-way street, and instead, because there's so many things during a breakup that are triggering and hurtful and heartbreaking and like all of the emotions. And so if you can, and sometimes when you've been together for so long, there's stuff that you have to split up, like bank accounts, properties, there's custody of kids, there's, you know, it gets a little bit complicated. And just being intentional with like, what is it that I truly, truly want? Like, do I really want that chair, or do I just want that chair because that's his favorite chair? Like, what is it that you truly, truly want in your heart and soul, not from like an ego overthinking mind? In that sense of like, what do you want when it comes to splitting up all of your stuff? What do you need? What do you want in terms of the experience with the other person as you move through this? Maybe it's gotten to a place where like, okay, we're not speaking, but we need to discuss things. So when we do discuss them, it'll be through our lawyers, and it'll just, you know, it can just be simple and not, you know, mean to each other, whatever. What are the boundaries that you need to have in place as you're moving through this transition, especially if you're living together and you're like, okay, we have to sell this place, or we have to like wait till the rent is, the lease renews, or whatever it is. There's always like this weird in between where you're having to deal with each other, but you're not together. And so in that transition phase, what do you need to move through that time and have it be most supportive for yourself and for the other person?
Yes, I love that. I love that. And I'm also thinking, like, I know that the last ending of a relationship that I went through wasn't as peaceful as yours was, it sounds like in terms of how the other person was feeling. Like, even though I tried to show up in my most grounded way, like, they weren't in that place. And so I feel like the practice of a sacred pause helped me to, even though they weren't, it wasn't like, oh, this was the most beautiful breakup that I can imagine. Like, it wasn't that. It definitely wasn't that. But it helped me to remember myself in those moments and to remember like who I wanted to be and how I wanted to show up. And I think that that can also, even if the other person isn't meeting you there, you can remember who you want to be.
Yeah. And what kind of boundaries do you need to protect yourself and your energy and your whatever, right? Like,
yep, exactly. I was going to go there too. Cause I was like, when you said boundaries, I was like, to me, the sacred pause at any phase in a relationship is so useful for someone who needs to, who is starting to recognize that like a boundary perhaps that they've already set is not being honored, or that there's some kind of boundary, work that needs to be done, whatever it is, like ending, middle, beginning of a relationship, wherever you can tune into this, how am I feeling and what do I need? Ooh, is there a boundary that needs to be communicated here? Is there a boundary I need to set? Do I need to communicate this boundary? Do I need to uphold this boundary? Like, where am I at in that process? It seems like the sacred pause is super helpful then.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, what's coming up for you as I say that?
I'm just laughing at all the times that you feel resentful and you're like, ah, oh, this sucks, or I can't believe this person did this, or, you know, you get into that blame stage or phase. And it's such a helpful reminder that when you do feel resentful or angry or upset that this person keeps doing this thing that you don't like, that there is most likely a boundary that needs to be set, communicated, and withheld. And there needs to be like a clear, if you continue to do this, like, I will do this, like, this is the consequences, this is like the next step for me. And I think sometimes it's just easier to just vent and bitch about it and just like be in your own drama instead of asking yourself questions of like, there's something missing in this. I look at things in like a structural way of like, this is our container and there's something missing that that could be helpful in terms of the relating or how the energy flows between people.
Okay. Well, I love all these ways we've talked about the sacred pause today and how it can be useful for each of us on our own or in relationship with another person. Thank you so much for sharing this concept with us. I feel like everyone will be better off through if we could all take sacred pauses and remember to take them, that our world would just be a better place. So thank you for sharing this. If someone is interested in learning more about this with you or just connecting with you more, we'll make sure to include links in the show notes. Is there anything else that we want to close with today or anything, any last thoughts that you have?
No, just that the reminders, the reason why I integrate or I have people do the reminders is because sometimes life is wonderful and you don't need the sacred pause because you're connected and you're tapped in and you're tuned in and you're in flow. And then sometimes life throws you a curveball and you are like flipped upside down. Your life's a mess and you have no idea what's going on. And in those moments, that's when those reminders are really going to be of service to you. And so as much as I want to say like, be intentional and do the sacred pause and like all these different ways, and you can integrate it in all these different areas of your relationships and life, sometimes life catches you off guard, and when you can't think clearly, that reminder is going to bring you back to that practice and ground you back in. And so just starting to flex that muscle to start doing the sacred pause so that when life does throw you a curveball, it's like riding a bike. You get back on it and you I don't know what I'm saying.
You remember. Okay. I love that. Well, as the, you know, I'm putting my coach hat on for a moment here and saying for everybody today, like if we were to have an action step from this conversation, it sounds like the action step is to get out your phone, choose a time. Carla suggested 10, 2 and 5 p.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., but you could choose whatever time you want and set a reminder for yourself. Whenever you think throughout the day, you know that you could use a sacred pause and you could use a reminder of that, because we love it when you take action that you actually like do something from one of these conversations. So yes, go put that reminder in your phone and practice it and see if it supports you. It sounds like that's the action step I'm hearing from this.
Yes, that is the action step.
Excellent. So good. Thank you so much for your wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. I really appreciate you coming on for this conversation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to the PS Let's Talk Love podcast.
We want to send out a special thank you to Medium Build for our show music.
And if you enjoy this podcast, follow us anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you want to support us, it's super helpful if you could give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review sharing what you're loving right now. Really, we want to know.
And if you don't like it and you got this far, don't worry. You do not have to listen to us again. You can just forget this podcast exists and move along.
You can catch up with us on Instagram at ps.welovelove or follow us on TikTok at psconsulting.
If you're interested in private coaching or learning more about our online classes, go to pscurators.com to learn more and find free resources to support you.
See you next time.